The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Broadcasting live from the dankest studio in America, this is a special 420 edition of the Bill Press Show. Dude.
Yes, indeed. It's been too many years since we have let 420 just roll by without celebrating it. And this year we decided, damn it, we're going to do it the right way. So we have a special 420 broadcast here from our studio on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., which has been transformed into a den of iniquity, I think, today. Peter Ogburn and I here as regular, and we've invited in two other potheads to help us celebrate. Nobody better than, of course, Normal is the organization that has been working for years and years to achieve legalization of recreational marijuana, use of marijuana, and the new executive director of Normal here with us, Eric Altieri.
That's correct.
Altieri, got it right. Yep. Thanks, Eric. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in. You're awfully dressed up for,
You know, I got to break the stereotypes, Bill. And I mean, you just assumed I was a pothead?
You don't look, but you don't look the role of a pothead. I mean, I'm thinking like Bolinas or the Haight-Ashbury or kind of whatever.
I cut the dreads this morning.
Oh, you did?
Just okay. For the show.
All right. And we know the biggest, your best customer, I guess I should say, right? And the best spokesperson for the marijuana industry, Matt Laszlo here, the senior marijuana reporter. I love that title for Rolling Stone.
Hey, Matt. Yeah, way to make that up.
You made that up.
Right.
You're
getting me in trouble.
But he's been writing about pot, so what the hell?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Fuck it.
I want to see your business card, right?
Yeah. Hey, I'm still professor.
Well, welcome, guys. Welcome. So what is 420 all about?
Marijuana. And, it's really evolved over time.
We'll do a bong rip.
Can we start with a bong rip?
Yeah, can I start with a bong rip?
All right, here we go.
What are we doing?
I thought my high school friends made up this holiday, but now I believe it.
Let's go. Happy 420.
Wow. You didn't tell me that you were also going to smoke pot during this broadcast.
Yeah, we're going to, and we got a couple joints to pass around, too. Well, y'all keep talking. I'm just going to light it.
Damn weed.
Pass that bong, dude.
Yeah, just
oh, here.
Let it sit there.
Here.
For the record, Peter just hit the bong and then put it down.
My bad, dude.
Well, he's got guests next to him.
He's passing to
kids these days.
And he's passing to the right.
You know, host. We're going to fuck up the rotation a little bit today.
I think I've already lost control of this program here.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
It's not going to get any better.
Is there anything left in that, or do you need me to repack that?
Yeah, let's repack that.
Here, take this joint. I'll pass it around.
Does this remind you of life in the 60s, Bill?
Well, I wasn't smoking much in the 60s because I was in the seminary.
You really broke out, man.
Yeah. But
y'all carry on. I'm just getting the started.
But Bill, do you have a very stoned story you can share with us? Like the most stoned you ever got?
That's about to happen.
Yeah,
it's about to be the most stoned Bill's ever been.
No, I'm not. Maybe later I'll share some of those stoned stories. But
you get more loose. I get it.
Press briefing later.
Oh man,
are you?
Oh shit,
I should.
Have you ever seen a press briefing on weed, Bill?
I have never.
This is your press briefing. You know what? Last year at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, I went and I was really baked. And who wants to hit this bong?
Here, let's
Joe, you gonna hit that joint?
Yeah, sure. But I haven't.
You need an ashtray.
Right.
And
but I remember this.
I would not encourage you to do that.
I ate pot cookies before one of the correspondence dinners, and it was weird. I couldn't be around politicians. I had to leave. Yeah. But I drank a lot.
It's a lot.
But I drank a lot of free booze first.
It's a lot.
I got my money's worth. I just hung out with the reporters and
let's go. All right. Yeah, it's a lot to go to a thing like that. There we go. Happy 420. Happy 420.
We lost Bill.
You can tell who the amateur here is.
Yeah, being around politicians in D.C. while high is pretty terrible. So,
because I don't smoke. Period. But
got it.
I've never used a bong like that.
No.
No.
You're so young. There's so much still to teach you.
I know. That's what it is. That's why we're here. But I remember the first time I smoked pot in San Francisco with some friends. And I was so excited to meet these people who smoke pot. You know, I thought, oh, this is it. I'm finally going to kind of grow up. I went to this guy's house, and he had a couple of friends over. And I'm passing around. I'm smoking. And they just got wasted. And nothing happened to me. I'm thinking, what's this all about? I finally just left. They were like wiped out. You know, I just left. I thought, well, so much for, I'm not for me, right? But then I caught on to it later.
Hey, by the way, we got.
What happened to this bong?
We got. You want to hit this bong?
Well, yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Rather than.
By the way, we got Bullfrog Bagels that brought us some bagels. So
nice.
Yeah, just light it up, man.
So nice of them.
No, light it up for me.
No, here, I'll get you set up here.
Right. I think I asked you a question half an hour ago.
There was a question somewhere in there.
Let's pull that.
Thank you. Okay.
Wait, what was the question?
What is 420?
Oh, yeah, what is 420?
Well, you know, it's a celebration of all things marijuana. It's doing what we're doing right here. And we can appreciate that now, in 2017, we are committing a completely legal act within the city limits.
That's what I'm asking. I do want to ask you about that, the legality of it, especially here in D.C. By the way, I lost the base of that bong, so y'all be careful. The legal question here, right? So, like, how much can you carry with you now?
You can have up to 2 ounces in D.C. Right.
Wait,
D.C. Actually, go on Rolling Stone. This is what my article for their 420 piece was. I went through and researched D.C.'s law and then the 8 states where it's legalized. Because, like, up in Maine, they're really slow walking their regulatory regime. So it's legal, but you can't sell it. So there's pot bakers in Portland who are trying to get around it by saying, you can have this. Just please leave this suggested donation.
Yeah.
Which is kind of brilliant.
That's
but then, like, Colorado and Oregon have really ramped it up. So it's
because
just
also
different everywhere.
What we're seeing in the new states that have passed legalization is, since they can't really defeat us at the ballot box, politicians are now just trying to delay. We're seeing it in Massachusetts. They're trying to push back their implementation by a year. We see it in Maine. We probably will try to see an attempt in California because they can't win at the ballot box. They can't win with public opinion. So they're just going to drag this out for as long as they can.
We won't let them get away with it in California.
Oh, no way.
Nevada might speed theirs up.
Nevada is the exception. They're actually ready to move forward. Where everyone else is delaying, they're looking at legislation that would actually move up their rollout date for the marijuana stores in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. But that's important. 8 states now and the District of Columbia.
Yep.
Yes.
Where long as you're what, in the privacy of your own home?
Well, and they're all vastly different. Like, I learned this researching my piece. In Washington State, the only way you can legally grow marijuana, even though it's totally legalized, is if you have a medicinal card.
Correct.
Which is stupid.
That
let people grow their own.
Yeah, right. That makes the most sense.
We're seeing efforts to fix that. That's actually an interesting kind of story of how we were in that year. You know, we had no legal states yet. We were still figuring out what could pass. And the people who ran the Washington Initiative had some polling that said that if you put home grow in, you're going to lose some percentage points in support amongst the general population. So they went much more cautious than Colorado, for example, did. They both were approved by about the same percentage. Okay. And since then, almost every legalization initiative has had home cultivation.
But I was talking to one of your competitors at the Marijuana Policy Project.
Allies, not competitors.
I know. I'm kidding. But she was really, I forget her name. I forget her name right now, which is terrible because she was really helpful for my piece. So I quote her a couple times in there. But the diversity of the states right now. And I guess between the Washington State campaign and then what you guys did in, I think, Colorado, Completely different age groups targeted. I guess in Washington State, it was a little older demographic. Mm-hmm. They didn't go for the youth vote as hard as they did in Colorado.
Yeah, you see that in the advertising. If you go back and look, Washington focused a lot. They had a commercial with a soccer mom. They really had no pot leaves associated with anything. Barely even acknowledged it was marijuana. Had this, you know, sense of like sensibility and control. Where I think that in Colorado, you saw a bit of a more grassroots uprising. And, you know, that could just be culturally between the states as well. Clearly, Colorado has always had a ski, snowboard culture. I think marijuana has been a little more prevalent there than it had been in Washington State. And they're just a little more comfortable with that relationship.
So, hey, Jamie, do you want to hit this?
I most certainly do.
Come on in. Come
all
on.
Right, come in.
Come on. Sorry, I just want to make sure.
Who's going to run the board if he's in here?
We'll be all right for a second. We can go on autopilot for a second.
All right. Okay.
This whole show is on autopilot today.
Yeah, come on.
We'll let him get green.
Then. Well, so I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, we save greens for Jamie.
What are the states where it's coming next? And how long before it's totally legal nationally, like beer? Or is that?
Well, in terms of ballot initiatives, I think we'll see Michigan next year, which is polling rather well, high 50% right now. So that'll have a good chance of passing. What we really need to watch for is the first state that will do this legislatively, because we've not had that
yet. I thought Rhode Island was going to be the first. No?
There was some weird delays. It's possible it could still pass this year in Rhode Island. It's possible in Vermont.
Jamie old enough to do this?
It's his birthday today, by the way.
Did anyone check his ID?
Yeah, it's Jamie's birthday.
Happy birthday,
yeah, it's Jamie's
dude.
Birthday.
Aries.
You and Trey Raydell.
What?
Taurus.
No.
Yeah.
We're going to fight
hey,
over
someone's point.
When did that change? All right. Sorry. I thought everybody in April was Aries.
What's the deal with hands, man?
Yeah, right?
Wait, you know, it's also Trey Raydell's birthday.
It's 420. We don't do coke on 420.
I know. Come on. Yeah, what are we doing, man. The all coke show?
Bill? Yeah. I don't think we're going
to
do
bring
that.
It back to the 80s.
But... You were saying 50 states, it's going to be a long time, dude.
Yeah.
Well, because if you look at alcohol prohibition, for example.
Some states don't even have medical marijuana.
That's correct. We're at, West Virginia signed theirs yesterday, so we have 30 states with medical currently in the 8 legal states. But with alcohol prohibition, it's not like the federal government came in and said this is legal across the board.
Yeah.
They ended prohibition at the federal level, and states then set their own policies moving forward. For instance, some states down in the South in the Bible Belt, you weren't allowed to sell liquor at bars until the 80s. So it took some time for everything to come online. So even if President Trump and Jeff Sessions pull a complete reversal and, you know, remove federal prohibition tomorrow, it'll probably still be another decade at least until we see, you know, essentially all the states with a regime of regulation and legalization.
Are you just terrified of... What Jeff Sessions?
I was about to ask about Jeff Sessions.
Jeff Sessions.
I was about to ask about Jeff Sessions.
It's really going to harsh my mellow, guys.
I know, man. Sorry.
Yeah, you got to go there.
On the list of things that you don't want to do in your bank, talk about Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
Or talk to Jefferson Beauregard.
Seriously. But like, you know, with the Trump administration, with Jeff Sessions, I think, you know, so many of us that are pot smokers are who support, you know, more legalization sort of took it for granted. That we were on this downward slide, and we had been for a long time, that we were just sliding towards inevitable recreational pot, full legalization. And it's really become alarming to a lot of us really quickly that, oh, shit, there's still a lot left to do. And that slide that we were on, it was so fragile. You know, very quickly, this could all be undone.
By the way, I want to share some poll numbers out this morning from CBS News.
They conducted
a marijuana poll. They say 61% of Americans think marijuana use should be legal. That's up 5 percentage points from this same time last year.
Yeah.
That's up 21 percentage points since 2011. 71% oppose the federal government's Jeff Sessions efforts to stop marijuana sales.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
And
65%
think marijuana is less dangerous than most other drugs. Pretty good numbers. That's
worth noting. When Normal was founded in 1970, it was actually about 12% of the country supported legalization.
Wow.
And even as recent as the early 2000s, we were only around the low to mid 30s. So this growth in support to 61% has been astronomical. And I think that's really could be credited to people seeing it in practice now. It's not an abstract idea. You can go to Colorado and buy a joint and enjoy your ski weekend.
With all due respect, when I was younger, you guys were a laughingstock. Like, you were a punchline. not in terms of, like, what your mission or what the organization was, but, like, people just assumed it was net. Is that done?
Yeah, that's done.
Hey, let me throw it in this thing. People assumed that you guys were crackpots. And the more we started talking about it, the more people realized, like, oh, yeah, that soccer mom or that, you know, dude in a suit and tie, like, they get high too.
Well, you know, it's just like Bernie Sanders. You say the same thing enough times, eventually the country will come around to your point of view.
Yeah, right.
And then D.C. was interesting. You guys all know this, but why they legalized it here was because of so many African-Americans in prison. And a lot of, there's a big debate in the African-American community, a lot of older African-Americans who opposed legalized weed voted for it because they're like, I want my cousin and my kid out of prison.
D.C. had some of the most egregious racial disparities prior to legalization. It was about 9-to-1 African-Americans to white arrests within the city.
It's just a tool to lock up young black kids.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's what it really is.
Well, and to a degree, like, we get to do this right now, and it's probably worth, you know, thinking back on because of our luck of geography and birth. We are all white males in this society, so we are statistically less likely to be targeted for arrest. And we're in a very left-leaning city that approved legalization by 71%. People in Kansas...
Hey, where are the minorities, Bill? Why is this all white men?
Here?
I got to protest. I got to walk out and protest.
Talk to my producer.
Sorry, what were we saying?
I said all white males.
It's just, I think it's worth noting, if someone was doing what we're doing in Kansas, that could end up being almost a felony, and you know, you won't see them again for a long time. With 600,000 people still being arrested across this country every year, and I think what you're touching on with what you were talking about with Sessions is very true. People got very complacent. Obama was very hands-off. He let this go forward. We had victory after victory. And I think people just assumed it was going to be done.
Yeah.
So while
that's, I thought it was a done deal.
That scared a lot of people. If I'm to find the silver lining, it motivated our activists beyond belief. They're ready to take this fight up to a whole new level. They realized we can't take this for granted. We need to organize and keep pushing forward. Because not only do we have to invest in getting more states online, we're going to have to defend our victories now from a potentially hostile federal government.
Jefferson. Canada's going to beat the United States in this race here, right? Justin Trudeau has said that he wants it to be legal. I just saw this morning.
But there's controversies over that one.
Yeah,
63% of Canadians say yes. Approve that measure of Trudeau. But there are questions about what age, what products, I guess, and everything. Like in every state, as you pointed out, there are questions.
What's the controversy?
Are we ever going to eat a bagel?
Yeah, I'm getting a bagel, man. I'm listening, let's get a bagel.
Anyone want this joint here?
Yeah. Bill, did you hit that?
I was going to.
Okay, here, man.
Sorry, my bad. I thought he got flagged. I thought we weren't passing the
bong anymore. Oh, hang on. No, that bong rip actually means we have a little bit of trivia. We're going to play a little bit of a game show. We've got some questions to ask you guys. Some of them are 420 related. Okay. Here, I'm going to start, Eric, with you. I'm going to name four weed strains.
Okay.
One of them is fake.
Okay.
You have to tell me which of these is fake.
How do I get a bagel? Did this go? All right.
Yeah, just grab one, man. Right,
I'm used to being waited on.
All right, four weed strains. One of these is fake. Purple Urkel, Skywalker, Aqua Buddha, or Alaskan Thunderfuck.
One more time.
Oh, God.
Purple Urkel, Skywalker, Aqua Buddha, or Alaskan Thunderfuck.
Alaska Thunderfuck.
Alaskan Thunderfuck is actually a marijuana strain. The fake one is
Aqua Buddha.
Aqua Buddha.
I knew it. I knew the first two were for sure. I couldn't remember if Alaskan Thunderfuck was made up in some movie.
Yeah. No, it's an actual weed strain.
But wait. Rand Paul says Aqua Buddha.
Aqua Buddha is who we're worshiping right now.
It's for real. Yes.
All right. Next question goes to Bill. Who?
Me?
Yeah, that's right.
Shit. I don't know. Anything.
Who is our current
bagel?
You like this. Who is our current Treasury Secretary?
Are you going to give me choices?
No.
Oh, come on, man.
I got it.
Steve Mnuchin.
There you go. Nice.
All right, that's correct. But that wait, but wait. This is a two-parter question. Spell Mnuchin.
I'm probably one of the only people on the planet who could. I think I can. Mnuchin.
Bill, I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
Fuck you.
It is. It is M-N-U-C-H-I-N.
It's what?
M-N-U-C-H-I-N.
You added an extra N in there, I think.
N before the C-H.
Could you check it out? There is an extra N.
Check the tape. Go to the tape, guys.
Check it out.
Bill needs to see those receipts.
Let me take a look.
Steve and I know how to pronounce his name.
Hang on. Let me take a look. I think that's right. I'm pretty sure I'm right. Bill Press Show fact checkers.
That would be funny if you were wrong.
Let me see. I threw a Google A on it. Let's see. Thank you. No, I was right. Yeah, I was right.
And I was wrong?
Yeah, you were wrong. So I'm sorry.
Oh.
But
Eric is currently in the lead.
That's right. I'll never spell his name anyhow. Or have to.
All right. Next question is from Matt Laszlo. What does Mike Pence call his wife?
Oh,
This is an easy one.
Easy one.
No. Yeah.
I don't know this.
I hate this. Really? You don't know this?
It's the weirdest thing.
This is sick.
What does Mike Pence...
Don't give him hints now.
Honey?
No.
I'm sorry, Matt. Oh. I'm sorry, that is wrong.
What is it?
He calls her mother. He calls her mother.
Mother.
He calls her mother. All right, so that's round one.
Why did I forget that?
Eric, you win.
God.
Wait. What do I win?
No. You got Aqua Buddha wrong.
You all are losers. You all got it wrong. Shit, I'm sorry. I thought Eric got it right.
I'm just going to let that slide. I'm okay with being
No, my bad. That's on me.
Okay. Yeah, guess who's...
So everybody loses. All right.
All right.
All right. Hang on.
We have round two.
All right. True or false, legal marijuana got more votes on the ballot than Donald Trump in every state that it was on the same ballot. True or false?
False.
True.
True.
All right, Matt and Eric win. It's true. That's actually true. Isn't that wild?
That is great, though. I'm glad to hear that.
And just for example, in Massachusetts, weed got 1.7 million. Trump got 1.0. In Maine, weed got 378,288.
Yeah,
Trump got 334,000. So weed outpolling and outperforming Donald Trump in the elections.
I think maybe the Democrats should have ran a bag of weed with their candidate. It really polls well. Yeah. People seem to love it.
Perfect.
Sure.
Sure. Exactly.
Bag of weed 2020.
Yeah. Should vote for that.
Sean Spicer disagrees with those numbers.
Is there anybody in the Trump administration you think smokes pot besides...
I certainly hope Sean Spicer does. That guy really looks stressed out.
Right?
He's not well.
He doesn't look well.
Hey, is there a joint for me to hit in there?
Yeah, man.
All right, I'll be ready.
Roger. Yeah, come on in. We're going to do a little switcheroo.
Hey, Roger Stone.
Roger Stone.
I guess
you see, he put out that tweet of the Nixon bong. He had a Nixon bong out this morning.
You know Carter Page is smoking these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? How's that bagel? Mm. I never got into mine.
I'm going to break the cycle.
So what if...
I love bullfrog bagels. They're great.
Aren't they good?
Where are they located?
How much are they paying you guys?
Yo. It's really close to the studio.
They're right next door.
Yeah. If they were open, I would stop on the way in. They're not, but I stop on the way home.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, guys. Yeah. So let's bring in Maura, because Maura has a piece on 420 stuff.
To talk about snacks?
Yeah.
Well, Eric, before you go, so...
You done with me?
No, stick around.
So this year, how many more states are in the next couple of years? I mean, I want to come back to Matt's question because it's important to keep this momentum going.
It is. Part of the issue, and it's going to become more problematic going forward, is not all states have ballot initiatives. So we're actually running up against the number of states we can run them in. So we do have to start pivoting to legislative work. I do think we'll see at least a handful of states come online in the next 2 years or so. I think Michigan will go in 2018 at a ballot. And I think places like Vermont, Connecticut, Rhode Island would be looking very seriously at passing this legislatively, as well as New Jersey, actually. New Jersey is way closer than people think.
Really?
We have majority support in the state legislature. They really want to move on this. Their Senate president went out to Colorado toward dispensaries and grow houses. They're very behind it. They're just waiting for Christie to get out. So assuming the governor that comes in next would sign it, I think you'll see New Jersey move 2018, 2019.
And I also heard to watch all the states surrounding Massachusetts because they legalized it. If you're in Rhode Island, it's just right over there.
Oh, no.
So they're kind of saying, hey, we want that tax money ourselves.
Oh. And you're going to see that in a lot of neighboring states because they're not going to want to miss out on losing the sales. And also people moving across the border. People just moving their whole family down there for a better way of life because it's convenient enough to do it.
And, you know, in California, there are a lot of farmers growing orchards or row crops, strawberries and everything, who are planting pot now because they see they can make more money.
They can make more money, and it's very, in a lot of ways, it's a lot easier to grow. It is a weed. We call it that for a reason. It's a pretty hardy plant. It can grow in lots of environments. And in America, we grow the best marijuana in the world, and we've really honed this technology down to almost an exact science, and we have it in such a cheap form that people can do it at home on their own.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Good stuff, man. Yeah.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, thanks
for the marijuanas.
Totally. Thanks for hanging out.
Hopefully there's not a DOJ task force outside waiting for me.
All right, Eric.
So you're going to come and get jumped
good
on
work.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
And coming in next, right?
Yeah, Mara's coming in.
Mara Jedkus from the Washington Post.
Hey.
Hey, Mara.
How are you? All right. Good. And you've been writing about not just what you smoke, but what you eat while you're smoking. Is that it? Yeah.
I get the bong out of your shot.
Yeah, right. There we go. And with all these states that have now legalized pot, are there munchies or brands going with them? Or has this?
Yeah, there are a lot of brands that really see this as an opportunity to stand out on this day and to show their sense of humor. And they do that by making pretty bad pot jokes. Like, if it's anything that comes in a bowl or a roll, like, ad copy really just writes itself.
Oh, I'll bet. Right.
I didn't know this existed. Now, is this edible community?
No. This is mainstream brands, actually. Like, Pepsi has done it, Denny's, Totino's Pizza Rolls.
Pepsi did something good?
They, like, win the day.
Pepsi, dude, Pepsi's going to save this country. You didn't know that?
Oh, man.
No, they're thinkfluencers now. The brand has become sentient.
Mm. But, like, what? I mean, I'm thinking, and are these being sold in pot shops? I'm just trying to make this connection.
No. So what it is it's mainstream brands who know that people are going to be smoking today, and they know you're going to have the munchies, and they want
just today,
to be...
Just-
Yeah, usually it's just this week. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and they want to be the brand that you reach to when you get hungry. So
how big is that community though? Like of people who are openly stoners and will openly fall into this.
For me, it would have to be beer ads.
Yeah, true.
Because if I'm stoned, I just want a beer. Well, I'm an adult. I don't get the munchies. I just get thirsty.
Lagunitas, that brand.
Oh, nice.
They do a special beer for
Smart.
420.
Actually. Oh, I had that last year.
Is it
put
good?
The pub
I
in
tried
public
it.
Radio.
It's it's called
the
Waldo's. Waldo's Special Ale. It's like a triple IPA, and it smells like weed. It's so the hops they use are so like the jump from pot plant to hop is not that big.
I didn't say I wanted to drink my weed.
There's not weed in it. It just smells like it. It's a good beer, though.
Yeah.
I would love to try that.
They have a couple of beers named after weed, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they had one called The Chronic, but then they had to change the name because they got in trouble.
Oh, really?
So that's censored.
Yeah, exactly.
The beer, look at the label. You can kind of see where it said Chronic. Because I think FDA or something was like, no, we're not going to approve that.
Yeah.
So they put... Censored.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it's called, censored?
Yep.
That's pretty great.
Those are smart guys out there.
What are there any other like 420 specials today or like brands that are like saying things around it now that we know about?
So Totino's Pizza Rolls.
Oh, yeah, right.
They have like a whole marketing campaign that they use for 420.
How come I haven't seen any of this?
So they haven't started. I just checked right before I came in here. They haven't started.
This is definitely relevant to Matt's interests.
Do you like pizza rolls?
Mostly so just the weed.
They filmed this funny ad. They have already put it on Twitter where it's like a Christmas carol, except Scrooge, when he wakes up in the morning, he's like so delighted that it's the day and he hasn't missed it. And the day is, of course, 420, not Christmas. And then there's some like street boy that he calls out, you know, the famous scene from the Christmas carol, except instead of the turkey, he's asking about Totino's pizza rolls. And then it ends with the hashtag better when baked. So they very much know their audience. They know it's not just like soccer moms and kids.
What was the one that Chipotle did last year? Didn't Chipotle have something about a...
They did. They did one that said like today is better with a big bowl, but it's a burrito bowl. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's clever.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, it is. But it also, this, you know, 420 is only really celebrated in 8 states so far. I mean, the fact that these national brands,
yeah,
must see it ain't going to stop there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well,
right, that every year there are going to be maybe more states, more people, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's definitely celebrated in more than 8 states. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Legally,
yeah.
Not allowed.
So I got to be freelance.
Nice to offer.
And I cover drug policy for Rolling Stone, so I'm like, yeah, I think I'm allowed to smoke.
The Rolling Stone thing is great, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
Yep. Also, we'll be doing just regular political coverage. I covered Gorsuch for them.
Oh, nice.
And then my second piece is...
Where does Gorsuch fall on today. Weed?
Who knows?
Yeah, right?
I don't think...
Not a friend.
I wish that normal guy were still here because I wonder if it's ever... Or the highest court weed has made it into as an issue.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, I think we're going to find out. We're about to find out.
I haven't heard of any challenges in court.
Some of these state laws will be challenged.
I think so, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's surprising some of the states that have done it so far, right?
And some are crafted really poorly, some of the state laws.
That may be what
because they're voter referendums. The voters don't always know how to
I have a question
right
for
policy.
Laura. Okay.
About right. The like the stereotype that they're playing into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that something that the pot community is like into? Or
I was going to ask that.
You know
too.
What I mean? Because like some of it is, I think, a little cheesy.
Yeah.
And I feel like even though I'm a fairly regular pot smoker, I'm like, oh man, that's shitty. That feels kind of shitty.
Yeah. They don't like it.
Oh, okay.
They don't like it at all.
That's
yeah.
Really? That's interesting.
So I talked to a couple of people who run various advocacy organizations or run actually, one of them runs a cannabis marketing company in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And they really hate it because, first of all, because of the stereotype, they don't like that these companies think of all pot smokers as being like the 21-year-old college stoner. Mm-hmm. And they want it to be, you know, they want the marketing to be a little bit more sophisticated. They want it to be for a broader audience because, as we've seen in all of these pollings, you know, it's people of varying ages and socioeconomic backgrounds
right.
who use marijuana. It's not just like, you know, the Harold and Kumar and go to White Castle kind of thing. So the other thing they
don't
like...
Although there is like, some of that, too.
Yeah, there is a lot of that, too. The other thing they don't like is that they see the jokes as just being kind of played out and cliche and dumb.
Yeah.
You know, they want jokes that are better.
It's just sort of hack.
Yeah,
yeah. It's hackneyed. Hey, speaking of hackneyed, I have some of the trivia questions.
Oh, okay.
Matt, I'm going to start with you because this is another... I'm going to give 4 weed strains.
The answer is Steve Mnuchin.
I'm going to give you 4 weed strains, and you're going to tell me which of these is made up. 3 of these are real. 1 of them is made up. All right. Candy Kush, Sour Diesel, Chocolate Chunk, or Darth Vader? Chocolate Chunk is actually a weed strain. The fake weed strain is Darth Vader.
Oh, really?
Darth Vader.
But that sounded so real.
Right?
But how have people not used that?
I mean, they might have somewhere, but like it's not out there. It's not on Leafly. That was the guide I used because they list everything.
How many strains of pot are there?
I couldn't count them. There are a lot.
There's new ones every day.
Did you just say I couldn't count them? How high can you count, Peter?
Hey, I have another question. This is for Bill.
I can count to high.
I can count to high. Hang on, I have a question.
Okay, all right.
Donald J. Trump. What does the J stand for?
That's really funny. I don't know. Joseph.
Joseph? I'm sorry. That is not correct.
Justin.
No, that's way wrong.
Jerk.
You're getting away, maybe. Maybe unofficially. His middle name is John.
Is it really?
Yeah, Don John.
I mean, okay. Should know that. But.
Don John Trump.
Nobody calls him that.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Thank you. Maura.
Okay.
In what year did Dr. Dre release his album, The Chronic?
Oh, no.
I will give you multiple choice.
Okay.
1986, 1992, 1996. I'm gonna go with 92. You're correct. I fucked up real bad. That's my bad.
Nice.
That's the only question anybody's gotten right all day, though.
Oh,
I feel
wow.
good about my quizzing.
That's great.
He got the first part of his two-part one.
That's right. Right. I had a two-parter. At least I knew who he was, even if I couldn't spell his name.
It is happening, rather.
So what are the, you know, the pot reporter, what are the plans for today around the country, around the world? Is every one of these states having like a state fair or something?
All I know is what I'm doing. And I'm going to go home and go to bed. I'm going to watch some TV and I'm going to chillax. I plan to take the day off. Because I know
that's a good
I'm
idea.
Be on this show.
That's a good idea.
But I mean, I remember with Denver, the first 420 after the Colorado initiative passed. People went from all over the country to Denver just for that day.
I know this week they passed out a bunch of joints, maybe 420 joints.
They're doing World Cannabis Week in Colorado this week.
In D.C., they passed out a bunch of free joints.
Oh, in D.C. I don't know as much about the D.C. plans, but
I think I'm
talking
Capitol
to the
Hill.
Organizer of World Cannabis Week, and it's like a festival and also a conference. He's saying that he wants it to be kind of like the South by Southwest of weed. So,
Denver?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you would think every state would take advantage of it.
Money.
Do something. Yeah. Do something in Seattle, just have a big pot fair or something.
And we have a lot of parks.
Yeah, right?
No, I know. And in D.C. No, so where did they give out these free joints?
They were passing them out on Capitol Hill.
Remember, get out of here.
It's the same group that did 4,000 for Trump's inauguration. They passed out all those joints.
That's a real test, though, because
it's a lot to roll.
Well, it's a lot to roll, yeah.
But I think this week they did about 420, maybe more. They pass them out to.
I bet it wasn't any more than 420. I bet they hit 420 and stopped.
People in suits walking around Capitol Hill. They're just like, hey, you want a joint? It's a protest.
Because
you know they all want it.
All right, the total joints they have to give away is 1,227, which is a reference to the Federal Pot Prohibition Act.
Huh. That's a lot of joints.
It's a lot of joints.
It is. The question is.
Hand rolled?
Have they given them all? Have they given them all out yet? And where are they?
How many are left?
How many are left? Where are they giving them out?
Phil's going to spend the rest of the day wandering around the streets of.
It'll be like a treasure hunt.
I have answers.
All right.
It begins at high noon.
When? Today?
Appropriately, today.
Oh, I get it.
Oh.
It's a booth right across from the Capitol building. Starts at high noon, goes until 6:20. PM. It was originally 4:20, but they realized, because this is directed at Capitol Hill staffers, they realized that most staffers wouldn't be out of work by 4:20. So 6:20.
Lunch break.
Grab a joint.
Yeah. And a booth right across the street from the Capitol?
That's awesome.
See, this became a public service announcement.
Yeah.
Think about this.
You say grab it on your lunch break. They can't do that either because they can't bring weed into a Capitol building.
Right. Yeah.
Right. You can't, but some of us have.
All right. Wait.
I'll leave my weed at my local bar when I'm going into the Capitol.
Oh.
The manager's like, what's in the bag? I'm like, I can't have this.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Really? When you go in the Capitol, you park your weed across.
It's a federal building. Yep. Can't have it on you.
I love it. What bar?
Do you guys know this?
It's Matt's office.
I know which one it is.
You know, I used to intern for Senator Lamar Alexander back in college. So what, 12 years ago? The first day, I woke up hungover. I walk into a federal building where I'm interning, down in his Chattanooga office. I have my hitter in my pocket.
Oh, man.
And it goes off. And the security guard just looks at it because I'm like, oh, it's for my cigarettes. And he gives me a dirty look, like, get your shit together, kid. And that could have been the end of my career.
Yeah.
Arrested in a federal building with weed in Tennessee. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
In Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I think that was my junior year of college. Oh, okay. Done.
It takes a really good scare like that for you to get your shit together. I almost...
It didn't work.
No. But, I almost got busted bringing weed to Obama's first... acceptance speech in Denver at Mile High Stadium. Yeah.
Oh, in Denver.
Yeah. Remember we got separated because security caught me with a bunch of weed in my pocket.
Did that happen?
Yeah, that actually happened.
Okay. Covering Obama.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We were going there for the.
Well, you have to be careful when you transport weed. Now, I could tell you my story.
Yeah, please.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow, so. I was doing a book signing in Eureka, California, a guy who listens to the show out there every day, and he was the very last one in line when I was signing books, and he handed me a little thing, and he said, "This is for you and your producers. Don't open it now." And, of course, it was a little stash.
Nice.
It's great.
Nice.
Which I took back to this B&B where I was staying, and then left for San Diego the next day. I just threw it in my toilet kit. No, not even in that. In my
it was in your pocket or your jacket,
No, it was in my bag, but a carry-on.
Yeah, man.
And I flew to San Diego. I just forgot it was there. Never thought about it. Went to TSA in Eureka and arrived in San Diego. Spent a couple of days in San Diego. Flew back to Washington, D.C. Brought it in here the next day because I wanted to show it off here. And I was showing it to Peter, and Peter says, "How'd you get that here?"
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
I didn't even think. If I had been stopped by TSA, I would have been all over, right?
Yeah. That'd be the end of your career.
I think what worked was I forgot about it. Because if I were sneaking it in, knowingly sneaking it in, I would have been sweating like a pig.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I still would have done it. I would have been sweating while doing it.
Yeah. I broke all those laws just to be able to show off that pot.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Well, it's been a happy...
Happy 420.
Happy 420.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up.
Celebrate only in style. Mara, if you don't have any pot, at least you have to have a bagel before you leave.
They look great.
They're totally straight. We didn't lace anything or anything like that, I promise.
Thank you for coming in. You can follow Mara Judkus at the Washington Post, WashingtonPost.com, and great Matt Laszlo, one and only, at Rolling Stone. .com
and other places. I'm not owned.
What?
I'm still Daily Beast.
Oh, you are, but.
Yeah.
Oh, you are.
This is the Bill Press Show.